From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at the age of 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. The funeral will be held Friday in Louisville, Kentucky, the hometown of the man known affectionately by his fans as Champ and the Greatest. In addition to Clinton, comic Billy Crystal and newscaster Bryant Gumbel are slated to deliver eulogies. Residents of Louisville came out to the Ali Center to sign a book of condolences. Hamza Shaw was among them.
As a Muslim, I think it's definitely important for us that we have such a person in the respected world of that's known to everybody, that gives us a good image. With the stuff going on these days, most of the time you see in the media, there's a bad image of Muslims. The one person that we can definitely get a good image of was Muhammad Ali, and he portrayed what the real Islam is.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, became a Muslim early in his career, in which he won 3 heavyweight boxing titles. World Health Organization is studying how to great a health risk would be posed by going ahead with the Rio de Janeiro Olympics, as scheduled despite concerns about the effect of the Zika virus on either athletes or spectators. About 2 million Brazilians have contracted Zika since its outbreak in 2015. Niger says hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military outpost, killing at least 32, wounding 70 others. It happened near its borders with Nigeria and Chad. This is VOA News. The Syrian army has reached the edge of the northern province of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State militants who are fighting in Syria and in neighboring Iraq. Syrian troops began to move toward the province on Wednesday, the same day that IS-backed forces attacked the IS stronghold of Manbij, some 115 kilometers to the northwest of Raqqa. Meantime, the U.S. has moved its battleship, the USS Truman, into the Mediterranean. Rear Admiral Brett Batchelder is the chairman and commander, that is, of the Carrier Strike Group 8.
We're supporting the operations in Iraq and Syria with the same execution, regardless of where we are. And in the bigger picture, that speaks to the inherent flexibility of naval forces. You know, we can operate anywhere in the world.
The Truman conducted series and sorties from the Persian Gulf before being deployed to the Mediterranean. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Mongolia on his first trip there as a top American diplomat. State Department says Mr. Kerry will launch a new USAID project to increase citizen engagement in the democratic political process and enhance good governance in Mongolia. Thousands attended a candlelight vigil in Hong Kong on the 27th anniversary of the 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Albert Ho is chairman of the Hong Kong Alliance.
The long-term goal, of course, is to seek an end to one-party dictatorship in China, and we want democracy to be put in place in China.
On June 4, 1989, China sent its tanks to break up demonstrations. Beijing has never released a death toll, but estimates from human rights groups and witnesses range from several hundred to several thousand. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter was among defense ministers from the Asia-Pacific region taking part in the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. He told the ministers, security analysts, and scholars there is growing anxiety about Chinese actions in the South China Sea and elsewhere.
China's actions in the South China Sea are isolating it at a time when the entire region is coming together and networking. Unfortunately, if these actions continue, China could end up erecting a great wall of self-isolation.
A Chinese academic on Saturday said the United States, not China, is escalating tensions by sailing military ships and flying planes near China's territories. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.